Day to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand a big international football election kicks off your sports report.
Kim, a 39-year-old Jordanian prince says he'll challenge Sepp Blatter in elections at the end of May for the presidency of FIFA, World Football's governing body. Marco Uma tells us more.
Jordanian FIFA Vice President Prince Ali bin Al Hussein says he will challenge incumbent Sepp Blatter in the FIFA presidential elections. Prince Ali heads the Jordan Football Federation. He says his campaign is driven by the desire to shift the focus away from administrative controversy and back to the sport. The elections look set to be a three-way contest featuring Blatter, Frenchman Jerome Champagne, and Prince Ali.
The Voice of America.
Argentine tactician Esteban Becker takes charge as coach of the Equatorial Guinea team with less than 2 weeks to the start of the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. The Equatorial Guinea Football Federation president Andres Mbomio revealed in the capital Malabo. According to Mbomio, Becker, who coached the Equatorial Guinea team that won the 2012 Africa Women's Championships, takes over from Andoni Goicoechea, who breached his contract by not joining the team currently in camp in Portugal.
Ed Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Wednesday, you'll see our English Premier League football question of the week. The Voice of America's Downtown Brown takes a look at your responses, picks out his favorites, and then reads them out during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports shows. This week's question: Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard recently announced he's moving to Major League Soccer when his contract expires at the end of this season. Is Gerrard's planned move a boost for MLS, or just another long-in-the-tooth player looking to make a few dollars in a second-tier league? I posed the question to a Liverpool fan, our African football guru, David Lake.
It's interesting, and it's becoming a trend now. I mean, Frank Lampard went to a New York club, and the next minute, of course, he's back playing for Manchester City, and they've now extended his stay. So it'll be interesting to see if Steven Gerrard goes to the States and stays there. A wonderful player, Sonny. I think everything that you can say about him has already been uttered. For me, it's very sad because you just look at the Liverpool side and you assume that Steven Gerrard will be there somewhere. But he is slipping down slightly. I watched him recently against Swansea and also against Leicester. I was a little worried after the Swansea victory by 4-1. The commentators were raving about this new Liverpool side. My reading of the game was, as much as Liverpool played well, Swansea played really badly. And I regret to say my views were confirmed just a few days later when they played bottom of the table Leicester. Steven Gerrard scored twice, two penalty opportunities, and as he always, or nearly always does, slotted them calmly and coolly into the corner of the net. For all those Liverpool fans, and there are many in Africa, I regret to say I don't see them making the top four in the English Premier League, which would be really sad because, of course, that means no Champions League football next season. They made a lot of signings, Sonny, after Luis Suarez left for Barcelona, but I'm not convinced by a lot of them. They've got a brittle defense. They need a change of goalkeeper. Not particularly creative in midfield, and they certainly are missing the injured Daniel Sturridge up front. So After last season's heroics, when Liverpool finished runners-up behind Manchester City, I fear, Sonny, it'll be somewhere between 5th and 10th place this season.
David, Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, will be the venue Thursday evening for the annual CAF Gala, which honors the best in African football for 2014. Two of the big prizes to be handed out, the African Player of the Year and the Africa-based Player of the Year. Can you take a look at those two trophies for our VOA football fans?
Certainly, Sonny. If we look first at the competition, which is the Africa Football of the Year, that's the one open to all African footballers, both playing at home and abroad. And it's down to the final three. And those three are Yaya Toure, who plays for Manchester City, Vincent Enyama, the Nigerian goalkeeper, who plays for Lille in France, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany. Now, all along, Sonny, I've said Yaya Toure should win, and I'm not going to change my mind. I think he is a colossus. I think he is the outstanding African footballer at the moment, despite the fact, I know people will say, he didn't have a particularly great World Cup, and certainly Ivory Coast didn't have a particularly good World Cup either. But nevertheless, to me, he stands out. My second choice, Sonny, would be Vincent Enyama. Last season, playing for Lille in France, he was stupendous. He had a fantastic run of keeping clean sheets. No doubt about it, he is the number one goalkeeper in Africa. And I think it's really sad that he won't be in Equatorial Guinea, with defending champions Nigeria having failed to make it. And then a man I would describe as the emerging star of African football, Aubameyang. He's doing quite well in Germany. He scores regularly in the Bundesliga, which is one of the top leagues in Europe. And it's going to be really interesting to see what influence he has over Gabon at the Cup of Nations. Sonny, as much as there are probably 6 or 7 countries who are being tipped as potential champions, the one thing I'm not seeing much about is who are the dark horses. And just before coming on air, I scribbled down a few names, and I came up with Gabon and Congo Brazzaville. Why Gabon? Because they're very used to the conditions of Central Africa. They did very well in the qualifiers, 3 home wins, 3 away draws, including in those away draws, going to Burkina Faso. That was a good achievement. But then on an individual basis, Aubameyang is a man who can score goals, and that's always such a big factor. I think he's a proven top-class striker. Incidentally, the reason I go for Congo Brazzaville is the coach, Leroy, who's just got this magical effect.
He's a magic man!
We then switch to the Africa-based Footballer of the Year. You've got 2 players from Anton Satif, the reigning African champions. They are the midfielder Akram Janit and the striker El Hedi Bellemira. And then you've got another striker, Firmin Mubele, who plays for V Club in Kinshasa, and they were the runners-up in the Champions League final. This one, Sonny, is really difficult to call. You can't say that any of those 3 names really stand out as an obvious winner. I'm going to go with Janet. It's as much a hunch as anything else. So Janet and Yaya Toure to celebrate come Thursday night in the Nigerian commercial capital, Lagos.
David, speaking of Lagos, I received an email from Michael Umagun, a loyal Voice of America listener in Nigeria's commercial capital. Michael is one of the many Nigerian fans in Africa's most populous country who is very disappointed that the country's national team, the Super Eagles, won't be defending their Nations Cup title in Equatorial Guinea. Michael describes himself as Super Eagles supporter forever, and he writes, "Dear Sonny, I can't remember any Nations Cup in recent memory where the defending champion didn't make it back to defend the trophy. On February 6, 2013, Michael's got a good memory, you appeared on Chaka Sali's Straight Talk Africa show after Nigeria beat Mali 4-1 in the Nations Cup semifinals in Durban, South Africa. You predicted, Sonny, that the Super Eagles would go on to win the trophy because they were hungry for success, and we did." Michael continues, "We're now arrogant and no longer hungry. The result is apparent for all to see. But Michael is confident the Super Eagles will come back, closing his email by saying, "All this notwithstanding, the Super Eagles shall fly again, and all our detractors will be granulated into rubbles and pieces." Thanks for writing, Michael. Well, I'd like to invite our VOA listeners to send me your comments. We appreciate the feedback here at Voice of America headquarters in Washington. You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I got another email from Jerry Bolima, who I believe used to live in Cameroon, but now lives here in the Washington area. Jerry writes that he's picking his beloved Indomitable Lions of Cameroon to win their fifth Nations Cup trophy in Equatorial Guinea. And Jerry wonders which team I'm picking to win the title. Well, Jerry, my two favorites for the trophy in Equatorial Guinea are the Desert Foxes of Algeria and the Black Stars of Ghana. It's been a long time since either team won the Nations Cup championship, and I just figure one of them is due. Algeria's one and only title was in 1990, while Ghana's fourth and last title was in 1982. And as for form, Jerry, I thought Algeria was the best African team.